in a sense, what you're trying to take on is capitalism, really, which is a fairly big thing, because obviously the reason this has all come about is from people trying to make as much money as they possibly can. So everyone down the line from the bosses, well, from that stage they're all right, but the bosses downwards, everyone's on a poor deal, aren't they?
Yeah, well, as you said, the Fairware thing just really sorts us out in that sort of side of things, because you know, as much as possible, as we were saying before, the price culture being what it is, that you go and say, like we were saying, a high street t-shirt, store might want to get some organic t-shirts in, and they'll go, what's the cheapest we can do this for then? And then you'll be able to, as Mark was saying earlier, you'll be able to say, you know, you can go out and get one for £6 or something. It's still exploitation going on down there. So it depends what your money is, you know, what your value is. Sorry, so whether it's cash, whether it's you know, sustainable alternatives, and we're sort of saying that should be, you know, what's available, like culture change, rather than, you know, pushing products.
So I'm guessing that in the traffic light system, there's the red, orange, green, and then I think you've got one above that, haven't you?
We've got like a sort of, we call it grade A. It's just, we run out of products started getting better, and you can't get more green than green. Right. So we just put a white and with an A on it. That's essentially, what we've done is we said that the stuff that's coming from, we've got a mix of products because we like sort of different things. We've got, you know, we've got the cotton thing, but also we're using bamboo. You probably imagine that a bamboo t-shirt would feel pretty rough, but it's actually, you know, our softest product next to silk. And bamboo is amazing. It doesn't need much water. Can grow up to a foot a day. Amazing. It's amazing stuff. As a material in the textiles industry, it's really coming on. But that has to be sort of processed.
So you then got to balance the energy put into the process.
Yeah, exactly. And energy, whether you do it mechanically, which is very hard to do, or chemically, you know, is it closed loop? There's loads of different sort of questions and different alternatives out there with sustainability. But what we try and do is just take a holistic approach and offer a range of products. Mm-hmm. Some of them are from more this year than last year from a renewable energy power factory. All of them are Fairware accredited. The majority of them are organic, except for the bamboo stuff. And we just sort of offer options, but instead of just sort of saying, oh, we're an organic t-shirt company, which we're not. We're offering people open, candid information, and they can make the choice alongside their purchase. You know, there's no excuses now. You know exactly where, with Rapa Nui, you know exactly where your products come from, and you can find that out. And that's all we can do, because, you know, all these big changes are lots of little changes, and people need to, through choice, change the way, you know, you can vote with your wallet, essentially. You can vote green with your wallet. And the reason that Primark and, you know, has got this child labour issue or whatever, and all the high street has quite a lot of these issues, is because people essentially are subsidising that industry. And it's your money that's paying for those kids. Everybody intends to do what they do best, but through transparency, that makes that a real possibility.
And I guess from using the, you know, all the different things you covered there, tremendously complex, which you've spent a lot of time looking into. And that, but with the traffic light system, you've got something fantastically simple that people understand.
Yeah,
effectively, you've done the tough research for everyone else.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the key things about this transparency thing. We want to create a model that can be used by different companies or you know, whoever or whatever. And we're not saying that it's the answer to the sort of the transparency thing, but we want to provide it as sort of an example of how it can be done. And if you have, you know, if we're an inspiration to some other company who says we want to do a similar sort of thing, that'd be amazing. If we just do it for one company, we'd be really chuffed about that. But the best that can ever happen would be that, you know, it could be taken on, that instead of, you know, you when you go into a high street store, in the same way that when you go into a supermarket, you've got it in on the tags. Mm-hmm. So you can say, right, you know, how was this t-shirt produced? Was it produced ethically? What chemicals were used? Mm-hmm. And to have it in the same way that you can have your fats and salts in a supermarket would just be, you know, that'd be the top draw. That's what we'd really like to achieve. But for now, we want to just provide a model for ourselves so that we can provide consumers with, you know, choice.
Mm. Well, that's good. So, I mean, if other people want to use the model that you've built, that's open to them as well, is it?
Absolutely. It worked for energy-efficient light bulbs, and think about the change that's brought around in the UK in such a short period of time. And This is basically something we stumbled upon in trying to sort of, our aim was to sort of educate people to where the products come from. We thought that was important, and we come up with this light traffic light system, and people are showing interest in it, and that's great. I mean, it's not a Rapa Nui thing. It's something that we feel is a little bit above that, and it's just something that, like we're saying all along, if you're educated and you know where your stuff comes from, you'll make the right choice. And if people don't know what you don't know. So, yeah, that'd be great if it was taken on elsewhere. Totally.
And you'd be open for sort of, I don't know, to sort of traffic light audit. See where they get.
Yeah, maybe a new line of business. We're going to partnership.
Consultancy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's that, and also, I mean, alongside this, you got a new site launched, a new website.
Yeah, new site this year, new products, slightly more confident with the styles, definitely. Last year was a very safe bet, and this year's much more edgy and reflects our personality a bit more. And yeah, we've got a lot more information about there, about this transparency thing. You can go into the sort of checkout our entire product life cycle through, like, pop-ups and stuff, and... Yeah, it's just definitely a step forward from last year.
And the process of you making the T-shirts, I'm guessing that you're not growing cotton on the Isle of Wight, or you're not sourcing the materials here, but you're being as ecologically thoughtful as you can about it. What's the process? You get the stuff made somewhere else, and what's the process?
Yeah, well, our cotton's sourced and manufactured in a number of different places in the EU and also in India. The main manufacturing plant in India is one of the ones that we're really, really pleased about, because it's based in a region called Tamil Nadu, which is actually quite notorious for its bad working conditions and, you know, poor labour standards, all that sort of stuff. And it's just a factory that's doing a whole lot right, you know, in a place that's doing a whole lot wrong. Yeah, definitely, and they're the guys with the Vestas blades, which is quite ironic for us being here, and also the Fairware manufacturer, as well as the other place that we use in Europe, and yeah, we send our cuts out there and get them made up, send samples back, and then we'll order in some stock. So yeah, it's all nice.
And what's done on the island? What part of this done on the island?
Basically, from there you bring your sort of from this green factory, you bring these blank garments back to the London, which is where we've got like a carbon neutral warehouse, and it's all energy efficient, paper free, all that kind of stuff, which is cool. Centralized distribution, so like transport. But on the Isle of Wight, it's basically we bring the stuff back here for all hand finishing, because we love supporting local businesses, and our local post office in Lake as well, like, is our stronghold. Okay. It's cool.
You got a permanent account there. Yeah, you got your own line to go.
Yeah, we cycle down there every day. The guy loves it. He's a dude. We've got we got a couple of businesses we support, like we get water-based closed loop prints done for screen printed t-shirts up in now. That's done from the Midlands, and I don't go from the Isle of Wight, but for the island we've got stitching done at FTP in Lake, which is cool. It's like 100 meters away, like friend of a friend, and the best little we got like a sort of hardcore of ladies in braiding that do all our label stitching, and Pam leads the army down there, and they're all sort of semi-retired great seamstresses that basically we can call them up when we've got a big order, like we had Ben and Jerry's or whatever, and they'll come and pick up a load of t-shirts and stitch a load of labels on over a cup of tea. It's good, like whole street full of braiding, whole street full of ladies working for us.
So what's a little sewing circle?
Yeah,
get together?
That's exactly what it is. It's a sewing circle, essentially. It's very cool. And like, that's just the great thing about since we started the brand that we kind of wanted to get into, but we never realized that we'd be able to sort of enjoy it so much. It's just the sort of community aspect of it, and how sort of stoked everyone is about what's going on, getting to meet loads of cool people that are just fired up. It's a great thing about the Isle of Wight at the moment.
Mm, definitely. There's so many, like we were saying before, so many like cool little brands and shops and businesses that are just like all expanding and all like keen to with the community sort of aspect of business on the island, and it's just sort of it's just wicked to be part of it, you know. We're just really pleased that we've met so many cool people as well along the way, and you know, it's just brilliant.
What's great about that as well is it's everyone feeds off each other, don't they? That maybe the businesses are nothing to do with what you're in, but just the excitement, the general, the zhuzh of it gets built up.
Totally. And you know, like, we had a launch party last week, and we had Venter Breweries providing a beer, which is nice. And we had Farmer Jack's Farm Shop, those guys giving us food, Goodman's Deli Venter, loads of people just getting stuck in and sort of really sharing that inspiration. And you know, people like the brewery and us have got no way of sort of doing any collaboration. They just did it just out of pure sort of enthusiasm, which is just amazing. Totally.
Definitely. And like, it goes further afield as well. Like, we went down to the Eden Projects. They invited us to come down, and Mark went in down and saw them and just had a look for through their sort of sustainability program. And it was kind of a bit of an inspiration for this sort of year's transparency sort of thing.
Well, we're talking a bit earlier about some specials that we can give to Venter Blog with a tie-up with Rapa Nui. What's your thoughts?
Venter Blog, it's a pretty important part of the community. We're stoked to support it and really appreciate, you know, everyone reading our articles and stuff. So what we do this for the next couple of months, if you type in on our website the word polar bear into the promo codes, but we'll give you 10% off free PMP for listening to the podcast as a thank you for putting up with the yarn.
Well, look, good luck with it all. Sounds like it's going well. Check out the website and get ordering.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Thanks for listening if you got this far.
Yeah, definitely.